iPod therapy works like this. A person with dementia listens to familiar and favorite songs from their youth. In many cases, someone who's agitated, forgetful, or withdrawn becomes happy, engaged, and eager to share stories of long-ago memories. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services gives out donated iPods through the Music and Memory Program in places like Oakwood Nursing Home in Osseo. That's where Tia Kurth is activity director. She's seen iPod therapy in action, and she says she's a believer.
A lot of smiles, a lot of laughs. If someone's having a bad day or even some behaviors, it seems like if we put the headphones on or the speakers on, that it's almost an instant change.
But Kurth admits the benefits typically last no more than 45 minutes to an hour. Scientists have long wanted to know if the benefits can last longer. Zhang Kwok is a gerontologist at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. She says her study will test the theory that when it comes to the human brain, our connection to music is one of the last things to go.
So when they're listening to their favorite songs, that seems to really trigger long-term autobiographical memories and also seems to have more positive effect on their mood in general.
Kwok says she hopes to find out if iPod therapy can have long-term benefits or even replace medication for the anxiety and depression that 70% of dementia patients have. Similar studies are being done in Ohio and Utah. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.